Mishnah Gimel in the fourth parak actually continues the discussion, and we're introduced to Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with the previous understandings that we had in Mishnah Aleph and Bet of the fourth parak. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein ze el geder hakerem." Rabbi Yehuda says, "This is nothing other than the wall of a vineyard." Izohi mechol hakerem. So what is a mechol hakerem? What is a perimeter of a vineyard? Bein shnei hakramim, between two vineyards. So our Mishnah Gimel comes in to make it clear that Rabbi Yehuda does not believe that the area between a vineyard and his wall is mechol, right? And rather, this area is known as geder hakerem, right? The wall of the vineyard. In his opinion, planting between a vineyard and his wall was never specifically prohibited one way or the other. However, you have to be concerned about the space between two vineyards. So again, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't feel that the area between a vineyard and a wall is meant by mechol hakerem. Rather, that this area is known as geder hakerem, and that in fact, what he thinks you need to leave that large amount of space for is between two vineyards. So he absolutely agrees that there is an area in which it is usher to plant unless there are 12 amma, you know, between them. However, this area, and this area is referred to as a kerem, a mechol hakerem. However, this is what the space between two vineyards needs to be left with 12 amma. Our Mishnah now continues on, leaving Rabbi Yehuda behind, and asks, Ezohu geder? What is a geder? Shehu gavua asara tefachim. Anything that is greater than 10 tefachim. So again, this concept of a wall of some type is very important. We saw it in the second parak, having to do with being able to plant between different types of greens, and this is also relevant by a vineyard. Assuming that that wall is greater than 10 tefachim, then you are allowed to plant on the other side of the wall within dalat amma. However, if the wall is not that high, and therefore doesn't serve to be a wall of any real kind, you would not be allowed to do so. And additionally, the Mishnah continues on with another type of divider. Vecharit shehu amok asar v'rachav arba. And additionally, if there is a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep and is 4 wide. So again, sort of a reverse wall or a negative wall, if you will, also serves as a boundary between a vineyard and, you know, the outside of a vineyard. So you can either have a wall that is 10 tefachim high, or you can have a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, and this also serves to work as a divider between a vineyard and some other foreign type of seed. Mishnah Gimel, having defined how tall a wall must be to count as a wall, right, 10 tefachim, now goes on to discuss, maybe how sturdy, for lack of a better word, how complete or how sturdy or how wall-like the wall must be to count as a wall. So Mishnah Dalet says, Mechitzat hakanim, a partition like a wall of sticks, im ein bein kane lechavero shlosh tefachim, kedei shiknes hagdi hare zu kimechitza. So if you have a mechitza made up of sticks, assuming that there are not 3 tefachim between each of the sticks, which is to say enough room for a goat to enter, then this is considered a mechitza. This is considered a wall. So you don't have to picture a solid brick wall in your head, right? If it doesn't have to be like a concrete wall or, I don't know, whatever, a stone wall, whatever you want to think about in your head. So as long as it is a wall where you have less than 3 tefachim space between each of the posts, and a goat cannot easily enter, then that would count as a mechitza, and therefore be effective in walling off the vineyard from the outside field, which would allow you to plant, the other types of, whatever other types of plants you want to plant there. Our Mishnah continues, however, and explains, Hagedosh nifrat, but a wall that has been broken, right, a wall that has a space, you know, between the two parts of the wall, Adasara amos, harehi kefesach, yaser mikain, keneged, hapirza aser. So a wall that has an opening, if it is up to 10 amot, then this is just like a pesach, it's just like, you know, like a doorway. But if it is more than this, then you can't plant opposite the break. So if you picture, I don't know, if you picture looking down at, a hay, maybe the letter hay or something like that, so then the little break between the leg and the top would be okay. If you're sort of picturing like a fenced-in piece of property, then small breaks are fine, and you're allowed to plant opposite those entrance ways with other species, with other types of grain, because it's still considered as if the vineyard is walled in, and this is simply an entrance way or an exit way. However, if it is greater than Asara Amos, then you can't plant opposite because it's considered as if there's no wall there. And the Mishnah continues to discuss just how many breaks you can have in the wall before it's no longer considered a wall, right? Obviously, if you have if you picture your square and there are a couple small spaces in it, you know, an aerial view of your vineyard, then those are obviously just for, you know, entering and exiting the vineyard, and therefore you can plant opposite them. And if there's one big break on one side, then maybe it's still considered a walled-in vineyard except for right opposite the break. So let's see what the Mishnah says now. Nifritsu bo tzot harbe. So what if there are like a lot of breaks in it? Im haomed merube al haparut mutar. If there's more standing wall than less standing wall, it's mutar, right? It still counts as a sort of a fence or a wall around the vineyard. The im haparut merube al haomed. But if on the other hand there are more, you know, sort of broken areas than whole parts, keneged hapirtza asur. You are then it's usher to plant opposite all the breaks in the walls. Having said that, even in that worst case scenario, you are still able to plant opposite the parts of the wall that are left. So you no longer have a fence around the vineyard, but you still have a wall separating the vineyard from the outside field. As long as you have at least a minimum of Arba Amos. So it's not like the wall does not exist. Assuming it still meets the standards of being 10 tefachim high and whatnot, then you can still plant opposite that wall. However, you can no longer treat the breaks between the wall as simply entrance and exits. At that stage, you have to assume that it's usher to plant opposite the wall in that case.